This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, I have a Vinci folktale for you. This story is called The Singing Pepper Bush. There was once a king and a queen who loved each other very, very much. They lived in a beautiful palace and they were very, very, very rich. The king and the queen had a son and a daughter, Prince Wilmont and Princess Lucia. The queen was a wonderful woman. She loved to laugh and sing, and she was always smiling and making people feel good. No one had a bad word to say about her. But one of the queen's most favorite things to do was to cook for her family. Every day, the queen would cook for the king, making delicious dishes like callaloo soup, roasted breadfruit, saltfish, curry goat, and on and on. She would always season the king's food with his favorite spices, and she would make sure to include a pepper from the pepper bush at the bottom of the palace garden. She could have had a chef, but she did not want this. The queen took great pleasure in watching her family enjoy the meals that she had made for them. This went on day in and day out, until one day the queen became very sick. And no matter what, there was no medicine or no doctor that could help to make her better. It was a short time, but the queen died. And this broke the king's heart. He was so sad. He couldn't speak and he lost his appetite. He would not eat. He would just stay in bed. Princess Lucia, she wanted to see a smile on her father's face again. And she decided that she would make the meals just as her mother had made and making sure to include the pepper from that very special pepper bush. She made sure to season the food just right. She remembered every step that her mother took and prepared the meal. When she was done, she brought the meal to her father, who, as soon as he smelled the food, oh, it reminded him of the queen, and he couldn't wait to taste it. He dove in. He ate and ate and ate and ate. He was so happy, and the princess was happy too. The smile returned to the king's face, and soon he left his bed and was even gaining weight with all of the food that he was eating. And the princess took great pleasure in preparing the meals for her father day in and day out. Well, one day, there was an evil witch. Her name was Melissa. She had heard about the rich king and how he had lost his wife, and decided that she was going to put a plan in place in order to marry the king and take all of his riches. And so she put a spell on herself that turned her frown into an attractive smile and her cold, calculating eyes into warm, caring eyes, and made her way to the palace. When she got to the palace, there was something about her that the king just couldn't put his finger on, but he couldn't take his eyes off of her. He was so happy that she had come. He felt new joy and happiness that he had not felt since the queen had passed. He was so involved with Melissa that he had forgotten all of his right sense. He brought her into the palace and everyone was happy. Everyone was happy except for Princess Lucia. There was something that didn't feel right. But on and on it went until the king made a formal announcement that he was going to marry Melissa. Soon the day of the wedding arrived and the princess tried one last time to speak to her father. And she said, "Are you sure about this?" And the king replied that it had been such a long time since he had been so happy and that he begged his daughter for her blessing. Princess Lucia wanted her father to be happy, so she gave her blessing and tried to be happy. But things still didn't feel right. After the wedding, Princess Lucia continued to cook the special meals for the king. Oh, the king loved this. And they would sit and her father would eat and the two would talk about the queen and how wonderful she was. And this made Melissa very jealous. She was so angry that she said, from now on, she will do all of the cooking. But the king protested and said, no, the princess will continue to cook. She knows how I like my food. And so the princess continued to cook. Well, Melissa started to put a plan in place because she wanted to do away with the princess so that she could stop all of this chatter of the queen who passed away. After all, she was the new queen now. That moment came where the king and the prince had to leave the palace suddenly for an urgent matter and they would be gone overnight. For the very first time, Princess Lucia and Queen Melissa would be left on their own. Well, that is when Queen Melissa put her plan in place. As soon as the men were gone, she told the princess that she must come and sweep the yard. Well, the princess had never swept the yard before. There were people for that. But she wanted to not seem as an awful stepdaughter, so she agreed to sweep the yard. And when she did, Melissa took some ripe bananas and hung them in a tree, knowing that they would attract the birds. She told Princess Lucia that she must make sure that she has cleaned the yard and made sure that no birds touched the ripe figs. If they did, she would bury her alive. Well, Princess Lucia was taken aback, but agreed that she would try her best. And off the queen went. And Princess Lucia began to sweep the yard. And after not too long, the birds started to smell the figs and they started to come closer and closer. The blackbird swooped down and Princess Lucia began to sing, no, bluebird, no, don't take the fig. No, bluebird, no, don't take the fig. If you do, my stepmother would bury me alive. Well, the blackbird heard the words of her song and took pity on her and swooped back up and off he went. A short time later, pigeon came and swooped down and the princess began to sing again. No, pigeon, no, don't take the fig. No, pigeon, no, don't take the fig. If you do, my stepmother will bury me alive. Well, the pigeon took these words to heart and felt pity on the princess and swooped back up into the air, leaving the figs behind. The wise owl came down and the princess sang again. No, owl, no, don't take the fig. No, owl, no, don't take the fig. If you do, my stepmother will bury me alive. Well, the owl felt that this was sheer nonsense and swooped down and pecked and took some of the figs. Well, the princess had finished sweeping the yard, but when Queen Melissa returned, she saw that the figs had been eaten. She dug a hole at the end of the garden near the pepper bush, and she put the princess inside the hole and filled it in. When the gentleman came back to the palace, the king asked for his daughter, but the queen said she had no idea. She thought that the princess left with them to go to town. And the king fell into sorrow once again and stopped eating. So much so that the prince decided that he would start to cook for his father. He knew exactly how to make it. He had watched his mother and his sister prepare the meals for their father. Well, Queen Melissa had said no, she would do the cooking, but the king pleaded to let his son try. And so his son began to season the food and he went to pick the pepper that he knew his father loved. When he got to the bush and he tried to pick it, the bush began to sing. No, brother, no, don't stamp here. No, brother, no, don't stamp here, as my stepmother buried me alive. The prince was shocked when he heard this. He ran to the king and told him the story. The king told him that he must have been too tired to go and get rest. Well, the queen was fed up and decided that she was going to collect the pepper. But every time she reached for a pepper, the bush leaned away. No matter how she gripped, she could not get her fingers around the tiny pepper to pull it off of the tree. Well, finally, the king in his weak state got out of his bed, thinking that the queen was frustrated and the prince was just mad. The prince came out of bed and helped his father back to the pepper bush. And when they all stood around the pepper bush, the king reached out for the pepper. And when he did, the bush began to sing. No, father, no, don't stamp here. No, father, no, don't stamp here. For the stepmother has buried me alive. Well, this voice sounded exactly like Princess Lucia's voice. Everyone was shocked, and suddenly, Queen Melissa got nervous. And when the king turned around for an explanation, she began to run. The prince grabbed the shovel and dug a hole, finding his sister there in good health. The king was reunited with his son and his daughter, and Queen Melissa ran so far away that no one ever heard from her again. Join us next week as we have new stories to share with you. Find out what's happening in between episodes by following us on our socials. You can find us on Instagram at Talkin, talkin_tales, T-A-L-E-S. You can also find us on Facebook at Talkin Tales-Storytelling, as well as TikTok at Talkin, T-A-L-K-I-N, Tales, T-A-L-E-S. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Talkin' Tales, T-A-L-K-I-N-T-A-L-E-S, where you can see these stories performed by our storyteller. Did you know that storyteller Keisha Christie has released her first children's book called Why Tortoise Doesn't Fly? Go on to Amazon and look it up, add it to your cart, and purchase today. We invite you to like, share, and comment on this episode so that we can grow our community and share more stories with you. Till we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.